This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters, ahead of you, precious golden nights. عظم الله سبحانه وتعالى شأنها ورفع ذكرها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated significance to these nights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated the mention of these nights in the Quran. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the last third of the month, and this is the most important part of it. Our hope that we come out of this month forgiven, our sins are erased, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write us amongst those who fasted imanan wahtisaba faghufira lahum adh-dhanb. They fasted out of faith, seeking the reward, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiven their sins. We're hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write us all amongst those who prayed qiyam out of faith, seeking the reward so that their sins were forgiven. We're hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write us amongst those who will witness this precious one night out of these 10 nights. نسأل الله أن يبلغنا رجاؤنا في الله أن يبلغنا هذه الليلة المباركة ليلة القدر, the night of القدر. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned also that sins are forgiven provided that you observe worship out of faith and seeking the reward. Add to this, a Muslim will be written a worshiper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more than for 1,000 months. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Above all, brothers and sisters in Islam, we're approaching these nights ahead of us, and our hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written, or He will write us amongst those who will not visit hell at all. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given the glad tidings that in the month of Ramadan, every single night, ولله عتقاء من النار وذلك في كل ليلة. This is our hope that were written amongst those who will be freed completely from the hellfire. And you know, above all, brothers and sisters in Islam, our hope in these last 10 nights of the month, رجاؤنا, that the dua of Jibreel and Muhammad, Jibreel alayhi salam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, against a Muslim whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolonged his life, and he witnessed the month of Ramadan, and he did not gain the forgiveness of Allah, that he become a loser. We hope that this dua doesn't apply to me or to you. And this is our hope as we approach these final nights, the final round of the month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters in Islam, الرجاء لا بد أن يصطحب بالعمل. Hope has to be accompanied with righteous deeds, with acts of worship. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam istanna lana a'malan fi hadhihi al-layali al-mubarakah, has legislated certain acts for us that we can perform in these last nights of the month. Al-i'tikaf, qira'atul Quran, as-sadaqah, and of course, excelling the quality of your fast. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I was told that a lot of the brothers are easy in losing their temper, especially with their wives and children, while they are fasting. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Ramadan came to reform that. You cannot justify losing the temper, becoming angry. I was told of brothers who beat up their wives because he is fasting in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you have a chance, brother, you have a chance, sister, towards the end of the month. Al-A'mal al-Salihah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, but always we learn that righteous deeds like your hope, your raja, ubudiyatul raja. You see, you're approaching the end of the month and you're hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept what you have done. You're hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. You're hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to write you amongst those whose necks are freed from hell. Hada raja. Wal raja'u fil Islam لا بد أن يصطحب بالعمل لأن الرجاء عمل القلب. The servitude of hope is the act of the heart. For that act of the heart to be valid, it must be accompanied with actions of the limbs. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated for us to do. Pay attention to this. The actions of the hearts, the actions of the limbs must be followed with dua. With dua. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, in Ismail alayhi salatu was salam, wa idh yarfa'u Ibrahim al-qawa'id min al-bayt wa Ismail, rabbana taqabbal minna. They are raising, hadha amalul jawarih. They are raising the foundations of the Kaaba and they followed this with dua. They said, oh Allah, accept from me. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, when he fled Egypt and he went to Madian, homeless, fearful, before he made that heartbreaking dua, Rabbi, Rabbi, إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. Oh Allah, in spite of all that goodness that you bestowed upon me, I'm still poor. Remember what he did before this. He watered the flock of animals for the two daughters of the old man. He proceeded the dua with amal salih, with the righteous deed. Look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the prophets in Surah Al-Anbiya, إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا. They used to hasten in doing righteous deeds, and at the same time they used to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while they are in ease, while they are in hardship. Surah As-Sajdah, تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع. هذه صلاة التهجد. Their sides are not feeling comfortable with the beds. It means they don't feel comfortable sleeping at night. They wake up and pray tahajjud. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا. And they make dua. Like the servitude of the heart must be followed with the act of the limbs, then the tongue, the dua, brothers and sisters in Islam. وَحَسْبُكَ الثَّلَاثَةَ. And it is sufficient. حَدِيثُ الثَّلَاثَةَ الَّذِينَ آوَى بِهِمُ الْأَمْرُ إِلَى الْغَارِ. Those who were stranded inside a cave, before they made the dua that Allah would move the truck, each one of them had to recall a previous act, because they are not in position to do new acts. So they had to call from the past things that they done and they consider to be done sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My point, brothers and sisters in Islam, is crystal clear that yes, engage in what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam legislated in these 10 nights of the month. But don't forget about the most important act of worship. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about it. Wal hadith akhrajahu al-Bukhari min hadith al-Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhuma qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الدعاء هو العبادة. الدعاء هو العبادة. الدعاء, that you make dua, is the essence of ibadah. Why? Why? Reflect upon this. Because, brothers and sisters in Islam, the significance of your worship is to humble you in front of Allah. Is to break you in front of Allah. Sometimes these rituals which we perform, even the heart is not present. A lot of us, we stand in the salah and we say, but we're attacked with these whispers. So you perform, but the heart is not present. You're not breaking in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you make dua, you acknowledge your weakness. You acknowledge your desperation. You acknowledge your poverty. Billahi alayk, if you want to get that meaning from me, there is a dua which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach his sahaba, like he used to teach them the surah from the Quran. Kama qala Jabir عند al-Bukhari, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yu'allimuna al-istikhara kama yu'allimuna al-surah min al-Quran. And when you hear that, that means you have to stick the exact syntax of the dua. When you hear this particular statement, that means you should utter the dua the way it was mentioned in the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is dua al-istikhara? You know it. You're faced with two ways. You're faced with a decision, right or wrong. You don't know. You don't know which path to take. Look at the dua. اللهم إني أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك. شوف هذا الانكسار. Look at this. Oh Allah, I seek your knowledge. I seek the guidance. I'm sorry, through your knowledge. أستخيرك بعلمك وأستقدرك بقدرتك. And I'm seeking my strength from your strength. وأسألك من فضلك العظيم. And I'm asking you from all your great bounties. Look. فإنك تعلم ولا أعلم. Because you know, and I don't know tomorrow. I don't know what is going to happen to me after an hour from now, after a minute from now. I don't know what is going to happen to me after I get off the building, I get off the park, I don't know. But Allah knows. فَإِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ وَلَا وَتَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ. You're able. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters in Islam, given that significance to the dua. الدُّعَاء هُوَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Because a Muslim will break. Brothers and sisters in Islam, sufficient. We know that the universal language of begin is the extension of the hands to the created beings. You tell, Iddini, give me a dollar, please. You find them in the highway holding some bucket in their hands. Give me. You do this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You break Him in front of the Creator, not the created beings. And this is the essence of the ibadah. This is what the salah should lead you to. This is why the closest you can be to Allah when you pray, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ. When he is placing the most honorable piece of his body. And actually, the salah is not valid if intentionally the person knows, intentionally doesn't touch the nose in the ground. The seven limbs, as sujudu ala sab'a, minhum, the limbs, the face, including this. Shuf, الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا. Those who were given the knowledge before the Quran, the people of the book, yani, the scholars, the rabbis, and the priests of Christianity who will accept Islam, when they hear the Quran recited, يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْقَانِ سُجَّدًا. They prostrate with their shin. Is that what you call? What do you call that? That area here, beard, that part. Imagine all of the face on the ground, in kisar. This is why a haji has to wear that ihram for almost 3-4 days until it gets ugly, gets filthy, gets dirty. He will be sweating, he will be dirty. And this is where he is supposed to go to Arafah, Ya Rab. And Allah says, هَؤُلَاءِ عِبَادِي أَتَوْنِي شُعْثًا غُبْرًا. These are my slaves. They came to me broken, desperate. That's what the dua is all about. Siyam. Why siyam? Look, ya ikhwa, three types of people. Allah will never reject. Well, hadith fi Sunan Ibn Majah will never reject their dua. One of them is the fasting person. Why? Because he's hungry, he's thirsty. He's very close. He's desperate. The one who is oppressed, al-mazloom. Why? Because he's broken. No one to help him out there. Someone cheated him. Someone oppressed him. And he sees no power, no force out there. He's broke. And look at the third one. Wal-musafir, the traveler. When you're traveling, you're normally afraid. You know, you don't know, a stranger. You don't know the ground where you're stepping into. And this is all weaknesses that lead the person to break in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, needless to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fashioned all the human being to be poor, to be needy. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind. The scholars of the Arabic language, they say, when the noun is joined with the article, the in English, the article of definition defining the noun, the means all in nas, kullun nas. Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul الْفُقَرَاءُ ila Allah. You're all poor to Allah. You're all poor. حتى الكافر. I tell you this. Wallahi, even the disbeliever, when he runs out of his means, he knows that there is a power out there. There is a power out there. He's not a Muslim. He doesn't believe. But he knows there is a power out there that he calls upon to. وَإِذَا مَسَّكُمُ الضُّرُّ فِي الْبَحْرِ ضَلَّ مَن تَدْعُونَ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. But the difference, like we mentioned in another setting, between you and the kafir normally after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would relieve, would ease his hardship, he will go back to shirk. He will turn back. He will forget. يجحد وإذا مس الإنسان الضر دعانا لجنبه أو قائدا أو قائما فلما كشفنا عنه ضره مر كأن لم يدعنا إلى ضر مس. When the human مؤمنهم وكافرهم, the believer and the disbeliever, are inflicted with a calamity, will call Allah while he's in his side, sitting down, standing. The moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieves his hardship, he will go back. Illa man rahima rabbi. There are people that we know that when they were inflicted with a calamity, they made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of you say, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, if you take that hardship again away, I'm going to give $5,000 for the sake of Allah. I'm going to feed. And when he doesn't even remember it. Some Muslims do that too. But brothers and sisters in Islam, the point to make here quickly, that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the believers. And he said, من أسره أن يستجيب له ربه عند الشدائد والكرب فليكثر من دعائه عند الرخاء. حديث أخرجه الإمام الترمذي. If you will be pleased with Allah answering your dua, answering your invocation, answering your supplication, when you're facing a calamity, when you're going through a hardship, you should be always busy with making dua to him when you are at ease. فالمؤمن, the true believer, is a sign of iman that you always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a misconception out there amongst the Muslims that the dua is just you asking Allah for something. لا. When you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم, this is dua, this is dua, but a form of dua that is called dua الثناء, the dua that you praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We do this with the human. When you know a human who is so generous, so giving, you don't go and tell him, give me a dollar, give me $10. No. MashaAllah, brother, you're very generous. May Allah reward you. You're very giving. May Allah reward you. You're praising him. Look. خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ. The best dua that you can make is in the day of Arafah. And look at the dua now. وَخَيْرُ ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي. And the best dua I said and the prophets before me. What? Oh, Allah gave me a Lexus, a Bima, a camel. Look. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. شوف, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث ابن عباس في كتاب التوحيد صحيح البخاري, دعاء الكرب, the dua that you should make when you are distressed. What? ثناء. لا إله إلا الله العظيم الحليم, لا إله إلا الله رب العرش العظيم, لا إله إلا الله رب السماوات ورب الأرض ورب العرش الكريم. وذنوني إذ ذهب مغاضبا. Yunus, Jonah, when he was in the belly of the whale, the depth of the sea, the depth of the night. Fanada, meaning he made dua. What did he say? Fanada. What did he say? La ilaha illa an. Fafi dua ismu dua uthana. That you praise Allah. So all these adhkar that you will be engaged in, adhkar al-sabah, adhkar al-masa, yet you're not asking Allah for a thing. But Allah, don't you think that Allah knows what you need? Don't you think that Allah knows who you are? Don't you? Allah knows it. Praise Him and He will give you what you're asking for, brothers and sisters in Islam. Yes, the other type of dua is dua al-haja, that you actually name your haja. And unfortunately, ya ikhwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the Quran, it's a great loss when you just focus in the dunya. Ya Rab, I want to be wealthy, Ya Rab. Ya Rab, I want to be a president, Ya Rab. Ya Rab, I want to go to Harvard, Ya Rab. You can do this, but balance between the dunya and the akhirah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَقٍ. A lot of the people will call up, like, give me from the dunya. And by the way, a lot of Muslims are puzzled by the fact that people who ridicule Allah, people who make fun of Allah, people who disbelieve in Allah, people who, and Allah is giving them. Listen, this is because of the mercy, because of the perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah created them. And if they seek the means, Allah is going to provide for them. Allah is going to give them. But a believer must balance between the dunya and the akhirah in his dua. Right away, look at the verse. The verse is not complete yet. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولْ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Balance between the two. Even some of the brothers, they may go to the extreme regarding the akhirah. Yani they may actually go through the extreme regarding the akhirah. That he wants everything in akhirah. ورد هذا الحديث حديث that الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم heard his uncle العباس رضي الله عنه making this dua. Look at this dua. Oh Allah, if you destined a punishment upon me in al-akhirah, oh Allah, make me taste it or get it in the dunya. Jazakallah khair. So he's asking for what? He wants complete, clear akhirah, but the dunya to be what? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Am, my uncle, Ya Abbas, innaka la tutiq. Don't make that dua again. You can't handle this. Innaka la tutiq. Rather, bal qul, say what? Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata fi dunya wal-akhirah. Both. Ya Rab, save me in dunya wal-akhirah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, for the sake of time here, a lot of us are concerned with our dua, whether it gets answered or not. A dua, like any act of worship, you must do it in a certain way for it to be answered. And you must have a certain understanding regarding who Allah is and regarding what you're asking. There are many conditions that the scholars would list for you. But I will share with you five. If you focus on these five, inshaAllah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our dua these last 10 nights of the month, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, and always. The first of them, فَادْعُوا اللَّهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينِ. Ikhlas. Ikhlas. What is meant by ikhlas here? Sincerity. That you only call upon Allah. You can't say Jahun Nabi. You can't say that Shaykh. You can't say because of this. La. There are legal wasail means. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqu Allah wabtagu ilayhi alwasila. Yeah, there are means that you can use. One of them is righteous deeds, like I mentioned at the very beginning of my khutbah. That before you make dua, you should begin with what? With what? Amal what? Amal salih. At-tawassulu lillahi bil-amal salih. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his companions would want him to make dua for them, a companion would want the Prophet to make dua for him, he would bring a sadaqah to the Muslims, of course. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli, he used to make that. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, meaning make dua for them. فَالتَّوَسُّلْ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِالْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ. This is a means. It doesn't conflict with sincerity. No. Two, using the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a forgotten component in our dua, that you use the proper name. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belongs the most beautiful names. Call upon Allah using these names. يَا غَفُورُ اغْفِرْلِي, يَا غَنَيْ اغْنِنِي, يَا عَزِيز أَسْأَلُكَ الْعِزَّةِ. You use the proper name for the proper ask. Allah, so look at the sifat, look at the attribute. اللهم بعلمك الغيب وقدرتك على الخلق أحيني ما علمت الحياة خيرا لي وأمتني ما علمت الممات خيرا لي. Oh Allah, by the virtue of your strength upon all what you created, your knowledge of الغيب, the unseen, make me live if life is good for me, and make me die if death is good for me. التوسل. Three, يا إخوة, that you ask a person that you assume righteousness and piety. Assume, because quite frankly, only Allah knows who's the righteous and who's the pious here. Wallahi, ya ikhwa, wallahi, don't even try it. Don't even pretend it. Even if you put the highest face, the best, Allah knows. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. We don't pay attention to the end of the verse. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Allah knows, and He knows the inner secret. He knows who the righteous is, who the pious is. But someone that you assume righteousness and piety in. And you know, subhanAllah, in the Muslim world in particular, we ended up with these guys wearing green. Oh, he's going around, he's homeless. You go like, the darwish, ادعي لي يا درويش, ادعي لي بتوع ربنا دول. لا يا أخي, that person that you should ask to make dua for you must possess the highest level of understanding of العقيدة. Why? Because brothers, by the way, I make a lot of dua and Allah answers my dua. So what are you trying to do here? You're calling people to what? For you to understand this quickly, يعني, for the sake of time here, الحديث هذا أصله في مسلم. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said what? And that's where the mix happened. رب أشعث أغبر ذو تمريني مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لأبره. You may find someone أشعث, disheveled, dusted. That's why I tell you this, the Darawish people, yani the mix happened here. That look at the description of this man. Ash'ath, aghbar, meaning he's not neat. Madfu'un bil abwab. You know what madfu'un bil abwab is? Knock, 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 they open, you get out of here. But nobody even is willing to take him home. But see, look, لو أقسم على الله لأبره. See, oh Allah, I'm taking an oath on you to grant me a righteous son. Imagine this. And Allah will fulfill His oath. Some people are like this. هذا الولاية. ها كرامة. We believe in الكرامة. But that person must possess what? توحيد. So that he do not lead people to... look. The wording of this hadith and the Tirmidhi. This is hadith Anas and the Muslim. أصل حديث Muslim. But in the Tirmidhi, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم named one of them. ومنهم البراء بن مالك. And one of them البراء بن مالك. Now few people heard this. Later on, after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Al-Bara ibn Malik was in a battle called Tustr. They are supposed to invade Persia someplace, and they've been trying for 2 months. It's not working. One of the people who attended the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he made that hadith, when he said that statement about Al-Bara, so he came to the leader of the army and said, why are we going through this? Every day we get Muslim soldiers dying. There is somebody in the army. If he makes dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us victory. And he pointed to Al-Bara. So the Amir called Al-Bara, Bara, please help us out here. He said, no, I can't. Please, no. I can't. Why? Why? He's afraid that only handful of people know that quality about him. Now the whole army is going to know about him. Now instead of placing the reliance upon Allah, they're going to place the reliance upon who? Upon him. Look at the dua. When they insisted, look at dua. Allahumma inni uqsimu alayk. Oh Allah, I'm taking an oath on you that you show us tomorrow the backs of our enemies. وَتَوَفَّنِي شَهِيدًا. And it's time for me to go. خلاص. I can't live with this. Wais al-Qarni. Why did he run away? Why did he run away? Ashab al-Kahf. If you read this story from al-Israeliyat, which we do not believe, we do not belie. Ashab al-Kahf. When they discovered them, they actually went in prostration and asked Allah that to seize their lives. Because they don't want to be a fitna for the people. You don't want to become a fitna. And this is why. Lavish Darwish, you go and worship the person. And this is the problem with extreme Sufis. They go and worship individuals. They pray to them because they think their dua is answered. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the fourth means, which does not contradict your ikhlas, is you mention your condition like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, oh Allah, I'm poor. The second thing, ya ikhwa, is al-yaqeen, certainty that Allah will give you. Ya ikhwa, look at this. When you make dua, hadith Abi Sa'id and Ahmed, Allah will give you what you ask for. Allah will avert you something that you were destined to go through, an evil thing equal to that dua. Number three, Allah will spare it for you in the hereafter. You're a winner. You're a winner when you always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be certain, look, if you ask Allah for anything, you know, they tell you that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was the most understanding of who Allah is when he made this dua. قال رب اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي. Oh Allah, give me mulk, dominion that no human after me will have. Look, طمع يد الله ملأ. The hand of Allah is full. Brothers and sisters, Allah likes you to nagging with people makes them angry. Nagging with Allah makes Him pleased with you. Nag, ya Rabb al-ilha, ya Rabb, ya Rabb, ya Rabb, ya Rabb. Yustajabu li ahadikum ma lam yastajil. Allah will always answer your dua as long as you do not say, I made dua and Allah did not answer me. Number four, and for most brothers and sisters in Islam, is atib mat'amak. Look into your earnings. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a man, Ash'ath Aghbar, traveling, saying, ya Rab, ya Rab, ya Rab. His food from haram, his clothes from haram, his drinking from haram. Anna yustajabu lah. Al-hadith fi sanadihi kalam. Atib mat'amaka takun mustajabu al-dua, walakin al-ma'na sahih. Purify your earning, Allah will answer your dua. But the meaning of the hadith is authentic. The last thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, or the last of the fives, is seek the proper times, the adhan and the iqamah. Today, and above all, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, the dua on Laylatul Qadr deals with the qadr, because the only thing that can change your qadr is the dua which you could make on Laylatul Qadr bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But remember the dua the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Aisha radiallahu anha ummana. He said to her, ya Aisha, quli Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Brothers and sisters in Islam, akthiru min ad-dua, make a lot of dua in your car, in your house, when you wake up, make a lot of dua and focus on this particular dua. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. brothers and sisters in Islam, come to this conclusion. Recognize this. Your honor and dignity is in humbling yourself before the Aziz, before the source of honor, the possessor of honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your riches, غناك في فقرك أمام الغني. Your riches is to show poverty in front of the all rich, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قوتك, your strength is in showing weakness in front of القوي. That's the deal. That's the whole message that the dua conveys. When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the battle of Badr, the night of Badr, when 1,000 well-equipped soldiers from Quraysh waiting to kill those 300, he stands. Abu Bakr says to the extent that his clock falling down, Allahumma innahum jiya' fa'at'imhum, Allahumma innahum urah fa'ksuhum, Allahumma innahum aalah fa'hmilhum, اللهم إن تهلك هذه العصابة لا تعبد في الأرض. أي انكسار بعد هذا؟ أي Allah, they are hungry. Feed them. They used to suck a date because they didn't have food. They don't have clothes. كسار. They had two horses, I believe, three horses. عالة فحملهم. انكسار. Look, Allah giving them victory the following day. Not only this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abrogated a ruling. It was the ruling that when you win any spoils of war, that you burn it. You offer it as a qurbani. You put it on an altar and a fire comes down and takes it. Allah made al-anfal lawful. لم يستحلها لسود الرؤوس قبلكم. Allah said to the Muslims, Allah never made this lawful, that you fight a battle and you earn spoils of war and you can take it home. That was abrogated because of their weakness. فأظهر هذا يا إخوة. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا رب العالمين. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر. اللهم بلغنا ليلة القدر. اللهم اكتبنا من عتقاء النار في هذا الشهر الكريم يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكتبنا من عتقاء النار في هذا الشهر الكريم يا رب العالمين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this week we're counting on your generosity. We still owe $78,000 on this property. We have to pay by July 15th. Please, we deserve Zakatul Mal because we are in debt. So please spare some of your donations for Dawat Tawheed so we can make the payment inshallah.